What are you doing?
I'm shaking up my whey protein shake because I promised my friends and myself that I would increase my protein count.
That's excellent. And I promised myself that I would eat more Oreos this week.
And so you are.
Excellent, right? Everyone's accountable and doing good on their goals.
Why are you eating Oreos?
Because I like them and they're special edition. They're s'mores.
Oh, yum. Do you ever melt them?
No, I didn't try that, but I'm going to. That's a good idea.
Well, we just finished lifting and we're sitting down to record a podcast. So, you know, you got to do what you got to do. You got to drink your whey protein powder. You got to
eat your Oreos.
Eat your Oreos. You got to talk about
abs.
And that's what we're going to talk about today on Straight Talk with Ina.
All right.
So welcome back to the Iron Moms USA podcast. I'm Ina Koppel.
And I'm Raina Butler.
And today's topic is abs and
lifting
and my daughter.
So this podcast, we like had planned another topic that we thought was like so smart and so insightful. And then something happened yesterday at our little family pool date.
Yeah. And it made me think about how I've come full circle with this whole thing. Like, you know, time passes and you don't really notice how time passes. And you're like, all of a sudden you wake up and your kid's a teenager. And the thing that you always try to do as a mom, those mom moments have come to fruition. And I had one of those mom moments yesterday with Tori. It was really cute.
Okay. So we'll tell them the story.
Yes.
So the girls had finished their swimming and they were outside dancing and hanging out. And my daughter, who's 9 years old, turned to your daughter, who's 19, and said, "Hey, Shelly, how did you get abs?"
What she actually said, she was staring at her and she said, "Where'd you buy your abs?
Oh, where'd you buy your abs?"
And Shelly just kept like, staring at her and not understanding what she was saying. And Tori rephrased it and said, "Where did you get them?" Because I think in TikTok, they must show it as like a item you purchase or.
No, I don't think so. I think that just every teenage TikTok star is just naked and everyone's in like bikinis.
Right.
And like crop tops. So she's constantly seeing girls with abs. Oh my gosh. Should I be offended that she didn't ask me where my abs were?
Yes.
Okay. Note to self. Maybe I need to stop eating all those Oreos.
Well, what it made me realize is, first of all, I never noticed that my daughter has abs because she didn't always. She's a tiny little thing, so don't get me wrong, but she was kind of like your version of skinny fat, where she is small, she's petite, you know, she's 5 foot, she's this tiny little thing, she didn't get my body, and she doesn't deposit fat so much in her midsection as I do, thank God. But she wasn't lifting when she came back from traveling abroad and doing school abroad. She was quite sedentary, didn't have much muscle mass. In fact, I remember going to the pediatrician with her, and the pediatrician said to her, "You know, young lady, you've got to lift weights," which is why I love my pediatrician. But
we know you secretly paid him to do that. But okay.
I
know
it was a great mom moment. But but I was always trying to get my daughter to, you know, to exercise, to lift weights, and she really didn't take to anything. And when she came back, because her best friend was into it, and probably because she came, you know, of age, like, you know, you got to be mature to take on a full training program. She started lifting. She's 19. She's tiny. She was like 80 something pounds when she came home.
Yeah.
And this is partially due to COVID because she was sedentary and locked up in a room in Israel, couldn't get out. But anyway, when she came back, you know, I started feeding her, she started training. My point is, because she was so lean to start, it was easy to see whether she had abs or not. And actually, her stomach was soft, but she didn't have much definition to it. And she started lifting, and all of a sudden she's got a six pack and she doesn't do one sit up.
Or planks or any of that
zero
Chloe Ting nonsense. For those of you who don't know what that is, she's like a viral abs giving guru.
Yeah.
Off Instagram. And all of your daughter's friends, I know they all do that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, they're all doing the TikTok workouts, which is like the most popular at-home workout right now. And in that moment, you know, I didn't really pay attention. I noticed like, oh, wow, Shelly's abs have come in. She's been lifting for over a month now with her best friend. And all she does is squat, press, bench press, and deadlift. She's deadlifting three times a week. She's squatting three times a week. And she just started using the lifting belt. And so the lifting belt helps her tighten up her abs harder as the weight gets heavier. And I explained to the girls how performing a Valsalva, just taking a big breath, tightening up your abdominal region against the belt gives you proprioceptive feel. You know, the belt gives you that proprioceptive feedback for how hard you should be bracing. And every single time you take that deep breath and every rep that you do, you're doing abs, basically. And no one ever believes it. And in that moment, when Tori was sort of stunned, you know, seeing Shelly's six pack, and not that I would promote it and I don't care if she loses it, but the fact that she was so surprised by it and asked her where she got it, you know, because that was so cute. And Shelly's like realizing in that moment, like, yeah, I have abs, her stomach firmed up. And that's like every woman's dream. And in that moment, I had one of those mom moments where I was like, yes. It proved itself. Here was an opportunity to prove to my child something that later on might have been very difficult to teach her.
Right. Because what's the chances as like an older female who's had a couple babies or gained some weight that they're going to do not just the lifting, but like the whole dieting that kind of has to come with it.
Oh my gosh. Well, listen, you taught girls, you had a full girls program and those kids wanted flat stomachs.
Oh yeah. Like younger than even my daughter, they already, like, the compliment the kids used to give me was, you have such a flat stomach. I was like, what? Mm-hmm. Does anyone care about my twerking skills? Or like, mm-hmm. I'm a hip hop teacher. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. No. And that was it. Like, what about my arms or my back?
Yeah. Your
no.
butt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Stomach.
Yeah. Stomach. I don't know. You know, we've explored this topic many times and, you know, we certainly have beaten it to death. And for some reason, the belly fat is what defines women and little girls. And you work very hard to draw their attention away from that as a definition of being successful in the gym. You focus your attention on performance and teammanship and all that stuff.
Yeah, there was zero discussion. There was never a discussion of the way you look. Mm-hmm. It's how you feel, if you're having fun. We're going to set a goal day one of the semester. It could have been dancing at the Nets. It could be competing in a Tough Mudder, which we did both. Mm-hmm. It could be a recital. Mm-hmm. And those were our goals. It was never anything about how they looked.
Mm-hmm. And
except smiling faces. That was the only thing that's important. Yeah. Super smiling faces.
Yes,
not
that's
abs.
True. Right, not abs. But it starts very young. These little girls are exposed to a tremendous amount on, you know, their computer. It's not even Instagram when they get older. It's the TikTok. It's the Snapchat communication. It's all of that stuff that they're seeing everywhere.
Their
and it's hearing
friends.
Their friends, but hearing their mothers.
Yes.
Hearing their mothers talk about it. And so as my daughter was growing up, she did hit that age where she was like, how come my stomach is not firm? Or how do I get abs? And I was like, well, the way you get abs is, you know, you eat right to fuel performance. But if you don't have a performance element to your workout, right, it's going to be really hard to understand what fuel for performance means or be motivated to do it. And so in our background, when we were engaged in fitness, it was all about shredding up, losing weight, doing cardio. And how are you going to feed that performance? You can't keep up. Eventually you wear yourself out. Like long distance runners, you know, when they're shredded, quote unquote, it's because they've gotten rid of all their body fat to just their anatomy. You're looking at a skeleton with a little bit of muscle. There's no hypertrophy there. So what Shelly did what we all do under the bar is we grow all the muscles of our body, including our torso, and lifting more weights causes hypertrophy, which is growth of muscle. And that is what develops the shape and size of your muscle. And eating in a way that supports your training will bring out your natural athletic aesthetics. And that's what Shelly experienced firsthand. And I sort of got lucky because, like you said, if she has already down the road had babies, gained some belly fat, right? Gotten older, gotten lazy.
I don't think she would have been a believer.
She would have never, because what happens when women came to us and they said,
all right,
and they were overweight and they wanted to see more definition in their torso. They wanted more in their abdominal region. They wanted a stronger core. How did you convince them not to just drop weight, but to join a strength program first as a priority? And it was like, it was like beating a dead horse, whatever that means. What does that mean?
It's just dead already, and you're just still trying to make it do something that it can't.
I guess, yeah.
That's
yeah.
There's yeah. perfect term.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. So I'm not saying that people shouldn't go onto a healthy diet and you know, eat more protein, lower in fats, and cut out alcohol, cut out sugar, which is what I'm doing now because, like, you know, I got comfortably lazy during COVID like everyone else. And you know what? I'm 50. I don't give a shit. I'm fit. And I gained belly fat quickly and I gained some belly fat, but boy, I really deserve it because I've been eating like a teenager and having a blast all summer, just like beers every day and, you know, having a good time. I earn my belly fat, but I never worry about it because it's easy for me to lose it even at 50. And that's because I have enough muscle mass. And it's also because I know the definition is there. I know my
right under the fat.
Yes.
And I think you told this to Tori once. And you said to Tori, feel my stomach under.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she was like, oh, wow, that's very hard.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I have a great six pack under this fat. So it never bothers me. So it's about like really like what are your goals? What are your priorities? Like I would never let myself gain so much belly fat that I'd be unhealthy. But like you get soft as a woman, you get, you know, you grow up, you stop caring about all that shit and just like, if I want to lose belly fat, it's so easy for me because I'm strong and I'm fit and all I have to do is cut back on some junk food or some alcohol.
But yeah, I've watched you do it. It's almost like it happens overnight. So it seems
yeah.
like one day you're like at a certain weight and then the next day I would, or it seemed the next day, or like a little, you're getting closer. Usually when you do it for a competition.
Oh yeah.
As you would get a little bit closer.
Yeah.
As you're getting stronger with that competition, you're like a couple of weeks out. I would like turn around and be like, oh shit. When did you get jacked?
Jacked back. See, I always judged my appearance by my back. So when I'm doing chin-ups and my back looks hot, I'm like, yeah, jacked back. It's summer. But back to what I was saying is at that moment, I realized when Tori was talking to Shelly, number one, you know, that my daughter had gotten stronger and I was happy that she was more toned, as everyone likes to say. And that's because I was starting to see muscle development on her. So I know she's getting stronger and healthier, but also it helped me in that mom lesson that I could not ever teach to her later on. Like if I discovered lifting when she was already in her 30s, it would be difficult for me to teach her this lesson that all you have to do is get strong and do total body movements that involve the whole kinetic chain and lift more weights and you will have abs. And I could have never convinced her of that later on in life, because she would be trying to do the crunches, trying to do the constant ab workouts. And unless you're eating right so that you can see the definition while fueling performance, you're never going to have it happen in a healthy way. And she saw, because she already started lean and never did any abs. See, she doesn't like that crap that you're seeing on TikTok.
No, because it's boring.
Yeah, it's boring and it's like cheesy.
It's annoying.
Yeah. And so she never did it. And now she proved to herself that getting abs can be done under the bar. And I was so excited for that moment because now I know for the rest of her life, she's going to do it right and have the right impression of it. And, you know, I said to you, like, Raina, this is why it's worth leading by example.
It's so true. And the best part for me was like, it's almost like we really gave it on to the next generation.
Yeah.
Like you kind of found it. You mm-hmm. found it and you a little bit had to sell me on it.
I know.
Okay. You had to sell me. It wasn't so
and
easy.
And you didn't care about the abs.
I don't care about abs. I still don't care about abs.
No.
I just overall, I'm one of those people. I just want to overall look good.
Yeah.
And I like very toned arms. That's really more my thing.
What sold you on it then? The lifting.
What sold me on the lifting?
Yeah, how did I convince you actually?
You didn't actually convince me. You threatened me.
Oh.
You never actually, you used to convince, I always say this, you could nicely convince our members. You welcome people into the barbell gym. This is going to make you stronger. This is going to make you better. Mm-hmm. I didn't get that speech.
What'd you get?
I got the straight talk.
Oh.
I was like, if you don't start lifting, you're going to break in half. Do you want to break in half? It's do you true. Want to be injured or do you want to do your job? Yes. You like your job. Yes. So you have to start lifting.
It's true. Because Raina was teaching a tremendous amount of aerobics and I wanted to prevent her from getting injured. And I was like, this is the way. And I know that's your fear thing. That you don't
that
want
is
to get
my
hurt.
Fear. I don't have time to be hurt.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be hurt.
So when did it become your own? Like what made you be like, I like this or this is, I'm benefiting from this?
I think if I'm being totally honest, it's of course when you start to look good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't just, it's not just because like, oh, because I've never been that strong for it to be enough to be impressive. It's only enough when I look good.
Yeah. Good. Fair.
Yeah. Like, okay, what's the most I deadlifted? 275. Very good. Yay. Average. Mm-hmm. But do you look good? If I look above averagely good, that's when I care.
Yeah. And you were very skinny and you were fit, so to speak. And you, but then you realize you started putting on muscle, like,
oh. Yeah, like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Wow. Your arms could look like those people as in they Photoshop it.
Yeah. Right.
And your legs have definition. That is nice.
Yeah, that is nice.
You look good in a tennis skirt.
Mm-hmm.
Not just like jiggling thighs everywhere.
Yeah. So this moment, this mom teaching moment, I always knew the truth.
You knew the truth.
I experienced it for myself. But it's nice to have that check mark of like, I did good.
You did very good.
Because now our children get to benefit from the thing that we sacrificed for, you know?
It's so true. And now like I started to do it. And then like Tori became just like almost obsessed.
It's like she found her thing.
She found her thing. Right. And I think she was like 2. Mm-hmm. You found starting strength and she started to watch you and she like identified with it. Mm-hmm. Something was like attracting to her it. And then you found on the internet a charity event, a lifting charity event.
Yeah.
And it was a lifting charity event where people had dressed up like Disney princesses.
Yes.
In front of children.
Yes.
And a girl had dressed up like Elsa. Mm. And that at the time was like Tori's like idol.
I remember.
And you showed it to Tori. And then she was like, yeah, this is my thing.
Elsa's deadlifting.
It was like wild. And that girl was like jacked.
Yeah, good. So, and you know, this is what, it's why I wanted to talk about it on Straight Talk. Cause it's almost like this thing keeps proving itself to me over and over. But this was the first time where my daughter, like my boys have seen benefit from it. Cause you know, boys tend to lift weights, but my daughter doesn't really like working out. She likes to play the piano, you know, she likes to go dancing with you once in a while, but she suffered through some of my kickboxing classes. And I mean, suffered.
She liked that though.
Not really. No, I don't think so. She liked yours. She didn't like mine because you're more fun.
Not because yours was like a good workout. Mine's like, woo.
No, mine was killing her. It was bad. But this was one of those moments where it paid off being consistent with our messaging and our own beliefs, because we've put on some weight since we stopped using our bodies for work, for fitness. And so we've been able to recover from training. Rain and I have we just don't give a shit. No. Who cares about us? Like really, like who cares? Except for your haters. They care about you. You got some haters.
I do have haters.
I love it. I love it. Keep it coming, guys. But Rain and I have just like really gotten very comfortable. And our goal is to be substantial women who can carry the load of, you know, raising a family, saving their family should they need to. If things go to shit in this world, we feel confident that we are strong enough and capable enough to take care of our children. And for us, the primary goal is health and strength and being examples to our kids. And this was one of those moments where all those years, you know, over a decade of me promoting strength has paid off, where my little girl, who was, you know, gosh, how old was she? You know, 8 years old when I started lifting, or 7. And she was like, Mom, why are you doing this? It's so embarrassing. Yeah. All of my friends, because I was the first mom in a town where people were just doing cardio, who was like showing herself lifting weights, like, Mom, you're so bulky. Mom, you know, it was like she would get shit for it.
It wasn't even Mom, you're bulky. It's Mom, my friend's moms. Like the moms would like bully her.
Yeah.
It was weird.
Yeah, because I was the only woman doing that. And I was the only one promoting strength for women, and for you to abandon and shed that idea that you have to be small. And now it's paying off. Thanks, abs.
Right? I know. Just over the abs.
Like, your butt looks great. Your legs look great. You're strong. Look, you can lift your own suitcase over your head in the airplane. Who cares? I got abs.
Right. But it's funny that your daughter didn't even notice she had abs until Tori pointed it out. I haven't heard one word from your daughter about the abs.
She doesn't know, but she did want to be stronger and she wanted to firm up. And now I notice, I mean, don't tell her, but I noticed that she had to like skip a couple of workouts, and then we came back to it and she was like, why am I only taking 5-pound jumps? Why can't I take a 15-pound jump? I'm like, oh she's getting, you know, she doesn't want to miss a workout. She's getting
to chase the numbers.
That's right.
I know.
She's getting to that point and she likes how she feels and she likes training with her friend. And now she's starting to realize the benefits of barbell training.
Yeah. You heard what she asked me yesterday.
What she asked?
What's the next deadlift PR after 135?
Oh shit. That's right.
I'm like 185. And she was like, yeah, okay. Uh-huh. Oh, she's like, yeah, I got that. I can do that.
Uh-huh.
I was like, oh, we're talking about deadlift PRs today, are we?
Nice. So, you know, moms, if you're out there listening to this and you're a lifter yourself and you're, you know, your journey has been up and down, just know that it's normal, but know that being a role model to your little girls is so valuable, but you really got to walk the walk. You got to believe the messaging because eventually it pays off. And the day that your daughter is happy with her body and loves the feeling of being strong, you're just like one of those mom moments you check off that you're like, oh, I did it. Just like potty training. It was success.
I think this is even was harder than potty training.
Yeah, for sure.
She potty trained herself.
It's like, you know, when you get your kids to eat vegetables, yeah. You're like, yes.
No, but this is just bigger than that. Cause I think most parents with anything, mm-hmm. not just lifting, but like any sport, anything that they believe in, even like religion. Mm-hmm. I think if you're really honest and true to yourself about anything mm-hmm. that your kids will really follow.
Yeah. You want to be a role model to your child, but you can't fake it. You can't just say it.
Right.
It is the same thing. Like I remember moms asking you, how do I get my kid to lose weight?
Right.
And you're like, you got to do the thing. You got to eat at home healthy. You got to do the exercise with them.
Right. Like start with taking your kid for a walk. Listen, my brother's having the struggle now with his son. Mm. His son needs to lose 30 pounds. He does not know what to do. I said, I know what to do. They go, how are you going to solve this problem? I said, I'm picking him up this week, Wednesday, mm-hmm. and we're going to go to a boxing trainer.
Mm-hmm. Oh, great. Oh, I signed my son up for boxing. It was the best thing I did. But you got to lead by example. And what's really hard is for moms to let go, lifting moms to let go of the idea that you have to stay small while you get strong, or that's, you know, small or abs or any of that stuff is super important. It's reinforcing for kids when they reach a goal. And if that goal is aesthetic and you get there through a healthy way, that's great. But if I was the kind of mom that didn't walk the walk, or I lifted weights, but I ate so little that I never got strong. You know what I mean? Like I know a lot of people, I've had, you know, apprentices over time also.
Right.
Who were into it. Guys, girls, I've had guys that have been apprentices who were like, I'm all in on this. And they like the lifting, but they never gain weight. They never got strong because in their mind, they thought to themselves, well, if I gain weight, I'm going to be fat. It's like, no, dude, that's if you're lazy. Like if you're eating the right food, you're going to get, you know, a little bit of fat, but you won't care because you'll be freaking strong and big and muscular and Goliath. Like,
yeah. Also, no one likes skinny guys.
Yeah. Guys, no one likes skinny guys.
That's it.
Just saying.
Riff's right. A real man's over 200 pounds.
That's right. Get to 200, then call me. Okay. So, but that's what I'm saying. Like I've had people that didn't walk the walk and it was sad because they never really finished developing mentally. They never finished developing that sense of calm, of satisfaction. Like I've never been more at ease with how I look and how I feel in my life. And I think it's the same for you now. And our kids are picking up on it.
It's wild. I didn't even think my daughter noticed.
Yeah.
I don't think she notices. I did not think she did, but obviously she does.
But if you spent your day in the mirror saying, when you were in fitness, you weren't necessarily happy with yourself because you were judging in front of a mirror all damn day.
Yeah. I didn't love myself. I didn't think I looked amazing.
You always wanted to work on something. And I'm like, Raina, you're a goddess.
Right. I'm like, oh, I should get rid of this or get rid of this. Like, what is that?
And now you look so much better than you did before.
I don't even know if it's look. I think it's just feel.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's part of being around, you know, the mirror, the fitness community where the competition is always for smaller, go harder. And that's how you prove yourself. Well, with a barbell, I prove myself by getting stronger, which is just the benefit to me.
Right.
And now my kids, I'm finally got to a point where my teenage daughter is like embracing this because she sees the benefit firsthand.
I know. She's like lecturing Tori on lifting. Good. It's amazing.
I can't believe we did it. Like, I can't believe, and I say we, because you're such a big influence on her and she looks up to you. Cause like her mom, she's like, oh mom, you're old. Oh mom, you're this, you know what I mean? But you're young, you're popular. You're like fun. You know, all the trendy stuff. You dress up. I don't dress up. she likes all that stuff. She wants to be you. And that's a great role model for her. And she knows that Raina lifted weights. That's valuable to Raina. Strength yes. is health. And that messaging is, although I've been saying it for years, like we say to Tori, the moment when they benefit from it is
I
like,
feel like they're going to be lifting partners soon.
I hope so.
Actually, probably not. Tori just wants to live with you. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, she's so
me
cute.
And Shelly should live together. She's We're so lifting cute. Partners.
She's so cute.
The Fantastic Four will have to split up in a different way for the lifting sessions.
Yeah.
We have the people who twerk between sets and the people who take it seriously.
Yes,
so me and Shelly
right.
will dance between sets.
That's fair.
And you and Tori will take it very seriously.
Very, very fair. I will take on that responsibility with Tori. But, you know, when you think about all the things that you want for your kids, sometimes you don't even realize what you want until the things happen. You know, like, what do you want for Tori going forward? Like, what are the three most important things to her development that you hope she embraces or realizes, you know, as she gets older, mom right. raising a girl.
Yeah. I hope she's always happy with herself and for herself. Mm-hmm. One, that she shouldn't need other people to make her happy.
Yeah.
Like happiness is an inside job, but it takes a long time and it takes a lot of confidence to know that. Mm-hmm. Like I know how to self-entertain and make myself happy.
Yeah.
And I hope for that for her.
Yeah.
Two, I hope she gets a chance because Tori and Shelly are starting so young, like you and I didn't have that, that they get to see their full potential, their physical full potential, whatever mm-hmm. that is, mm-hmm. both of them. And they really have that chance. Like we didn't really. It's so cool.
Yeah, it's true.
Like they could be so badass if they want to.
Yeah.
Whatever that means. Like, you know, everyone's different.
Yeah.
So like two, that she should see, like meet her physical potential and she should have a chance to see that. Mm-hmm. And three, if you're happy with yourself and you're meeting your physical potential, what else is there in life?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because, that's really it.
Because it's everything else. She won't be insecure.
Right.
She won't be mean to other people because she's not competing with them because she's happy with herself, you know? And for me, I really wanted my children to build a foundation of health. And I see strength training as that foundation to physical health and emotional health. And when I realized what the barbell could do, God, I just could, and she and I butted heads. My daughter and I butted heads.
I mean, every
over this.
Training session, you butt heads.
Oh God.
Her favorite thing is, don't tell me what to do. She's coaching
you. Coaching.
Every time she's like, my mom tells me what to do. Does she tell you what to do? And I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm like, oh, like when she says knees out, she's like, yeah. I'm like, oh yeah, that's called coaching. She was trained to do that. It took her 5 years to get a little certification to tell you that. Yeah, it's called coaching. She's not telling you what to do with the barbell.
Every time I'm like, Shelly, you're not setting up. You're setting up too close to the bar. Don't tell me what to do.
Okay.
I'm like, how do I do this? Can someone else tell her she's setting up too close to the bar?
No.
Oh, God. But, you know, that comes with time. And this was one of those moments. And for me, like when I realized the value of this thing, I wish to God that I started young, right? Everybody wishes to God that they started young. And Rip is always saying how it's wasted on the youth, right? Youth is wasted on the young because they're never going to be mature enough to take advantage of it. They don't know that. My kids do sort of know now, but I realize like I can't get both my boys to stay on the program. Like
but
I can't.
They can't. They're trying to develop their lives outside of the gym at the same time.
They're just not going to do it. Your kids aren't always going to do what you want them to. And I learned that I just can't push. I can push a little, but I want to be careful not to push them away. And with Shelly, like now all of my children know how to train properly. So they will never go into a gym, see some dildo doing the wrong thing and copy them and get hurt.
Right.
And that's wonderful for me. So that's a win. And now my kids know that strength is the foundation of health. And then what they do with it throughout their lives is up to them. But it was like giving them another tool to grow up with that can keep them healthy and prevent illness. And like, now that I know my daughter has realized its potential and that she understands and it's become personal for her, even if she stops and then picks it up again, I know now that it's become her own. It's something she can lean on to keep her healthy and well. And that when she wants to achieve fitness or wants to achieve a fitness goal or an aesthetic goal, she knows that the barbell is the first stop for it. And that's really what I wanted for my kids. And now I got to step back, provide the environment for them. I got to lead by example And then I've got to step back and let them do their thing. And when Tori pointed it out to Shelley, it was such a funny moment because Shelley was like surprised herself. And I'm like, you know, if my daughter was a little heavier, she would have never seen that she was developing abs and maybe have gotten discouraged later on because if that was her goal,
yeah, what
you're not going to see it because you know, your belly fat is going to cover your abs, but your abs will be growing under there. But because she's so tiny, she saw that ab development. And you know, the first thing I thought after I saw Shelley six pack.
Yeah. What did you think?
Like, oh, she's too skinny. I got to get some belly fat on her.
Of course. We have to feed her bread.
Yeah.
Old school Russian.
But we're getting there. We're
bread
getting
and
there.
Butter.
Yeah. But it was a great moment. And it was also great to see that, you know, Tori proved it to herself.
Right. Because Tori always believed from a very young age. There's like some kids that really are into starting strength. It's mm-hmm. amazing. And yes, they are too young to quote unquote train. Mm-hmm. I know about all that, but I think it's okay for them to love it.
Yeah. Oh man. Well, if you ask little kids, how do you get abs? They're going to tell you crunches.
I guess so.
And then
yeah.
you have to educate them out of it. But our girls now know the difference.
Right.
And they've proven it to themselves. And in that moment, Tori just realized, how do you get abs? You squat and you deadlift.
All right. She's like, all right, back to what I've been doing all along.
That's right.
I don't have to change anything or do anything.
You know, and I'm not promoting abs as the priority. And I'm not, you know, of course, you're going to see your abs if you lean out. But if you don't lift, you're not going to develop muscles. And abs are muscles. And, you know, if you can impart these messages to your children by leading with example, by living this life and being happy with yourself and your body, because I hear a lot of moms talking shit about themselves all the time. And they say one thing, oh, I lift, oh, I exercise, oh, I eat right, oh, I'm happy with myself. And they tell their kids, you should be happy, you shouldn't talk down. But your kids hear you talking shit. I feel so fat. Look at my gut. Look at my butt. Look at your kids hear it. So you have work to do. Or how about the opposite? The moms that are frail.
Oh, yeah. It's so horrible. I actually think that's even worse, to be honest. Mm-hmm. When I see super frail, frail moms and they used to walk their kids in the gym and the kids were not heavy by any means. They were normal children. Mm-hmm. I used to say, yep, this is going to be the kid who's going to say it to me. Mm-hmm. And it always was. Mm-hmm. And it always was. How do you lose weight? What do we do to lose weight? I say nothing. We're going to dance. That's mm-hmm. what we're here to do. We're mm-hmm. here to dance.
Yeah, because if you create a habit of exercise for these kids, but if they're going to be doing something that makes them unhappy,
yeah,
they're not going to stick with it. You got to create the habit of exercise. You got to feel successful. The focus has to be on something other than losing weight because it becomes a negative for them. And if instead you come from the approach of a positive angle of getting stronger, increasing strength, and then, okay, you want to clean up your diet, fantastic. You're going to be more motivated. Like, I'm having a whey protein shake. Why? Because I want to help muscle development. Why? Because I want a little more definition. And also, if I'm not eating the good food, I'm going to binge on all the other stuff I've been binging on. And then I'll still be hungry. You know,
right.
So if I get my protein in, I know I'm going to stay more satiated. I'm not saying that I'm not going to have drinks with friends and all that, but like, make your choices. Walk the walk. Change your mindset, get better friends. And if you're frail or if you're too tiny, oh yeah, great. Okay. We see your abs. Your face looks like shit. You know,
it's always like that. It's so terrible. And they don't realize. And then they go put Botox, like, especially in this neighborhood, they go put Botox and fillers in their face mm-hmm. and they can't understand. Mm-hmm. They can't understand why it's not working. They just do more and more and more until they're frozen.
Yeah. And you know what? You had one of those lessons this year.
Yeah, sure.
You had one of those lessons that had nothing to do with abs.
No, nothing.
It was your face.
It was my face. I was always saying, okay, when I turn 35, I'm just going to start with the Botox and the fillers. And then all of a sudden, I gained 15 pounds and I don't need Botox and fillers.
Yep.
Filled it myself with a couple Oreos.
Raina used to have dark circles under her eyes. She always felt like her face was like sagging. And it was.
I looked like a bulldog.
Stop it.
I was like about 6 months away from actually looking like a bulldog with the circles under the eyes. Yeah, I just described it perfect. Mm-hmm. And I was going to start to pay all this money and to seek out all this help when all I needed to do was to eat.
Yeah, but you didn't just eat. You got stronger.
I did get stronger and I stopped abusing my body.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And for you, the proof was the dark circles under your eyes went away.
They did not go away. And I'm like, oh, it's genetic. Yeah. It's genetic. I was blaming it on genetics.
Yeah.
By the way, no one else in my family has dark circles, but I was blaming it on genetics.
Yeah. But I was kind of glad that you saw that difference now, because you'll never go backwards again.
No way.
You couldn't see it back then. So you were kind of like everyone else. Like you couldn't
I could not see it.
No.
And I believed in my heart of hearts. I walked the walk. I talked the talk. When my daughter was born, you told me the one thing you can never do is ever say anything about your body or about your food. She will internalize it and it will become hers. Mm-hmm. And I stuck to that rule. And I like made sure that I never, ever said anything, no matter how much I didn't like anything.
It's true.
I never said it out loud, because I knew once you start, you can't stop.
No, she's going to listen. She's going to watch. But you look so different than you did in the gym, and you couldn't consume enough calories. But once you could stop all that cardio and you got stronger, my God, like you're radiant now. And that's what I try to tell a lot of the frail women that are young and coming to me who are fitness cardio bunnies. I'm like, I've been there. I'm telling you, the things that you want to fix about your body and your appearance will be done by getting stronger. Now, there will be a time period where you might put on some body fat. But it's going to happen. And that's part of growing muscle. And then they try to eat lean, and then their strength stalls. But fortunately, I know that once they start this process, they're going to start to get into the lifting, and they want the numbers to go up, and they want to preserve the skill that they realize is a real skill. And when they do, it starts to change the way they feel about being tiny. They start to eat more. They start to let go of all of that shit that they held on to for years.
Yeah. Now when I see people, I'm like, I feel sorry for them.
Yeah.
I feel sorry that they don't know the truth. And I feel sorry that they will never know their physical potential, even as like an older person.
Yeah.
Even though I started in my high 20s, I'll still have some sort of a potential. Mm-hmm. Even you starting in your 40s, you'll still know that you have reached a really high potential for your body. That's cool.
I mean, Raina, I used to lay in bed in the afternoon because I would be working a split shift of classes and say to myself, I don't know how I'm going to get out of bed to teach these evening classes. And once I started lifting, everything changed. I felt like I had a bigger engine.
40 something.
Yeah.
Like really your high 40s, like jumping and like sailing through the air.
Yeah. I started eating more. I started lifting. I started getting stronger.
Holy, like how high were you jumping?
I don't know, man. I have pretty good.
Like what is your vertical jump? Is it higher than Nick D'Agostino's? Almost.
No, never.
I'm just kidding.
Dude is strong.
I know he's famous for it.
I wanted to do this straight talk because I want to let moms know that if you're a mom who's trying to walk the walk and who's trying really hard to resolve her own, her own self-esteem issues and the way she feels about herself, and you're lifting and you're experiencing the benefits of lifting, but you're struggling with weight loss, or you're struggling with the way that you look, but you want your kids to do better than you. I'm here to tell you that it pays to be consistent and to believe the thing that you're telling your kids and to live the life fully. It's worth letting go of the small stuff. It's worth embracing your strength and your new body that looks more athletic. And because the messaging crosses over to the kids, and one day it will surprise you at how your consistency and your quality of life change has positively impacted them. It will be worth it. So just believe it. Cut people out of your life who are shitty, and don't sweat the small stuff. Don't let your belly fat define you. Don't let it distract you from doing the right things.
I think also patience. Mm-hmm. It didn't happen overnight. It wasn't like 6 months of lifting and now my daughter's a starting strength super fan. Right. No, it's been like 10 years.
Yeah.
10 years.
Yeah.
Okay. So it took her 10 years to realize, and you never wavered once.
No. And by the way,
the message, never once.
Never once. And I'll tell you why. First of all, it's real. Starting strength is a science. And so once you do it, you'll realize this is not an opinion. This is actually a real scientific method that's applied to the barbell. And also, I was at that time risking not just not just my reputation. I had a business.
Yeah, you were basically going against.
Yes,
one of your businesses were now starting to compete.
Yeah, with the other.
With the other,
and I was still willing to do it because it was the right thing to do, and it was worth it. And the moment that I see all three children get under the bar and adopt this thing as their own and realize for themselves that it's something real and worth holding on to, it's a win for me as a mom, and especially as a lifting mom. And so all those haters that talk shit about me being bulky or me looking a certain way and not like the old way.
It's manly and it's not feminine.
You can just go shove it. It doesn't matter to me because I know that my friends, my family are benefiting from this thing, and I've never felt better in my life. And once you have it and it's your own, oh man, there's just no turning back. And so it's worth it, moms. It's worth it. Stick with it. Believe your messaging and keep your messaging up, but you got to walk the walk. You got to believe it for yourself, and you got to let go of all of those things that keep you from embracing your strength.
Yeah. And I believe if you do that, you'll have like what we have right now. Like, we train together and I know our daughters are going to. Yeah. And when that happens, I will be crying. Like I always do at the end of every deadlift session. I don't know. It always makes me cry when Tori deadlifts.
Oh, she's so cute. I'm just so, so grateful to, you know, to Rip, to the Starting Strength for giving me this gift. And it's just done so much for me and my family. And now we've raised our little girls and we've done right by them. And I'm just really glad to be at this point in my life. And I hope that more moms get to this place. And if it's a hard journey for you, just know we've done it. It's worth it. And, you know, keep on, just keep on the path and get strong.
Yeah. Grow 'em strong.
Yeah. Grow 'em strong. That's true. Grow 'em strong is true. So thanks for joining us today on the Straight Talk. I don't know if I straight talked you, but I sure had a great time discussing this topic.
Yeah, I think you straight talked them. If you didn't straight talk them, you at least straight talked me.
Yes, that's true, Rena. All right, now let's go have pizza.
Absolutely. Bye,
thanks
guys
for joining us today. Bye.